George Pickens finished as the number 6 receiver in football per game, and that number comes with an asterisk most people miss. CeeDee Lamb missed 4 games last year, and Pickens was a different player when he did. Whether you're buying the headline or the fine print is the whole 2026 question. The Muffet 2026 preview with a split nobody else ran. The season was a leap. In his first year in Dallas, 93 catches on 137 targets for 1429 and 9 touchdowns. 17.2 a game, WR6 per game, a 23% target share, 32% of the air yards. The signature was a 9-catch, 146-yard, 29-point revenge game against Philadelphia. Real alpha production, but the texture is the story. Here's the split. In the 13 games CeeDee Lamb played, Pickens averaged 15 points a game. In the 4 games Lamb missed, weeks 3 through 6, he averaged 24, piling up 427 of his 1,400 yards as the de facto number one. His WR6 finish leaned heavily on a month as the alpha while the actual alpha was hurt. With Lamb healthy, he was a 15 a game complimentary piece. That's good. It's not WR6. The arc compounds the caution. 9-8, 12-3, 11-7, and then 17-2. That last number is a career year spike, and we tested career year spikes this spring. The pattern failed validation, so we can't project the repeat. Now layer the Lamb split on top. The spike itself was partly a Lamb absence artifact. The volume is real and sticky. 93 catches carry over, but the rate that produced the WR6 line had a temporary tailwind. Muffed! The situation, per the reports, Pickens is on the franchise tag after Dallas ended long-term talks in a room where Lamb's contract makes 2 paid alphas a cap puzzle. The honest read, a healthy Lamb in 2026 means the 15 a game version is the base case, not the 24. Pickens needs another Lamb injury or a real leap to return WR6 value. The price, pick 23.5, the 10th receiver. Verdict, watch list, and the move from a buy to a watch is the Lamb split. 15 points a game with Lamb active at a WR10 price is roughly fair, not a steal, so this isn't the value the headline finish implies, and it isn't a dump either. The counter in his favor, the talent and the target volume are real, and if the offense throws more or Lamb misses time again, the ceiling is genuine. The counter against, you're paying a top 10 price for a player whose top 10 finish needed his teammate hurt. September watch, the target share with a healthy Lamb, that's the entire question. And the 15 a game split is your baseline, plus the touchdown rate where 9 scores has given it. Your guys, every week, next preview's queued.